In this bulletin, Cardinal George Pell is granted special leave to appeal against his sexual abuse convictions. Thousands of firefighters work to contain bushfire in New South Wales and Queensland. And in tennis, Roger Federer bounces back from his first round ATP finals loss. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Cardinal George Pell has been granted special leave to appeal against his child abuse conviction in the High Court. The court this morning announced it granted the 78-year-old legal team permission to appeal the case in the High Court in 2020. George Pell was found guilty by a jury of raping a 13-year-old choir boy and sexually assaulting another at St Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne in 1996. It's a conviction he has continually denied, and he is currently serving a six-year sentence. Firefighters and volunteers in New South Wales are working tirelessly to put out over 80 fires still burning across the state. Around 50 homes are thought to have been lost in the blazes, however no one was harmed or is unaccounted for following Tuesday's catastrophic conditions. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents to remain vigilant despite lower temperatures today.
I have to confess to being hugely relieved this morning that yesterday our amazing volunteers and emergency service personnel withstood the catastrophic conditions and did manage to save life and property, although this morning we are still faced with the prospect of having a significant number of fires raging throughout the state.
Meanwhile, investigations are underway into whether some fires were deliberately lit, including yesterday afternoon's fire in the Sydney suburb of Turramurra. New South Wales Minister for Police and Emergency Services, David Elliott, warns arson will not be tolerated.
What really disappoints me is the fact that four people yesterday were charged with breaching the total fire ban order. And in addition to that, there was one minor who was given a caution. You must have arrived from Mars in a bubble if you didn't know yesterday that the state was in severe danger. And the fact that we had people wanting to act outside the law, endanger their communities, really is quite offensive.
A total fire ban remains in place in New South Wales. Queensland is on alert with high temperatures and strong winds expected to fan fires burning in the state today. Hundreds of firefighters are working to control over 60 fires burning in Queensland, with firefighters being flown in from across the country as well as New Zealand to assist. A state of emergency has been declared in Queensland, with 12 houses lost since the fires began a week ago. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Assistant Minister Tony Johnston told Sky News they are expecting severe conditions and residents need to be aware.
We're also watching the cold front and those that watch the weather. When you know when you've got a warm front and a cold front that comes through, you can have some very unpredictable fire behaviour. And that's why we have over 40 aircraft on standby today. We've done some aerial observation early this morning to make sure that the fires that we've currently got going on the ground are mapped so we know exactly where those fires are. Incident control centres have worked through the night with a number of firefighters, making sure fires are contained.
Barnaby Joyce has retracted his comments two bushfire victims were likely Green Party voters. The Nationals backbencher says what he said was deliberately misinterpreted, clarifying he does not believe anyone deserves to be killed in a bushfire, regardless of political alignment. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed the comments and is urging politicians to stop bickering and instead focus on helping Australians affected by the fires. Greyhound Racing Victoria has confirmed the suspension of three trainers who took part in a live baiting scandal. The trainers are convicted of using live possums to trigger the dogs' chasing instincts and are now banned from entering any greyhound club or property. GRV has invested over $30 million to ensure integrity in the sport following the live baiting scandal of 2015, in which 17 trainers were suspended. Integrity Unit Manager Shane Gillar says the welfare of the dogs is non-negotiable. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales has touched down in Mexico, where he is seeking political asylum. Growing unrest and protests against Mr. Morales led to his resignation 2 days ago after having led the country for 13 years. Thanking Mexico for granting him asylum, Mr. Morales says his exile will not stop him from engaging in politics. In tennis, former number one Roger Federer has bounced back from his first round loss at the ATP Finals. The 38-year-old comfortably defeated Italy's Matteo Berrettini 7-6, 6-3 in his second round-robin match of the tournament on Tuesday. The win comes just 2 days after the Swiss great was defeated by Austrian Dominic Thiem, and Federer says he is glad to be back on form.
It's unusual to lose and then come back and play again, but I did it last year, so I got some experience, but now I'm very happy how I played today. Mateo was always going to be difficult with the big serve. If you don't get the read and you don't get the balls back the way you're hoping to, you're going to be in trouble, and he was doing a really nice job in that first set. I think the beginning of the second obviously was key to get that break and then fend off those break points and get the win.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth sunny, 36. Adelaide mostly cloudy, 20. Melbourne cloudy, 17. Hobart showers becoming windy, 16. Canberra sunny, 21. Wollongong much the same, 21. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle sunny, 23. Areas of smoke haze are mostly sunny for Brisbane, 33. Cairns mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin mostly sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.